Man, we got a good friend of mine. I talked to him for a long time on the phone yesterday. Me and this brother talk often. This brother is an attorney, has his own radio talk show. Y'all give it up for my good friend, Warren Valentine. Good morning.
My favorite brother of Omega Psi Phi.
My favorite brother of Phi Beta Sigma, the Blue Phi. What up, boy?
What's up with you, man? Hey, man, I'm glad you had the parents on. I know a lot of people are asking, what's the difference between first-degree, second-degree murder, and manslaughter?
Break it down.
First-degree murder is basically when you premeditate. It's like if he knew Trayvon in advance and thought about killing Trayvon. So he can't be charged with first-degree murder. This is why she didn't put it in front of a grand jury. Second-degree murder is basically that you acted with a depraved mind, meaning that you acted in a way that was so against the law, that was so outrageous, that you had to be acting in a depraved thought process when you did the killing. That's why she charged him with second-degree murder. Now, manslaughter means you did something that was so reckless that you should have known by your reckless behavior somebody could have gotten hurt or died. And that's why she included the lesser charge of manslaughter. Now, as a former prosecutor, if I was charged in this case, I would have charged it as manslaughter, not as second-degree murder. And the only reason why is because it's going to be very difficult for them to prove that he had a depraved heart. And because of the stand your ground laws in Florida, this may not even make it to trial. The lawyers, they said something very important yesterday. They said this was first base. You just said it too. And it is this first base because literally when they do the pretrial motions, this will go in front of the judge. And if the judge believes that Zimmerman was acting in self-defense on any level, he will throw the case out. So the case will never even go to trial. If it goes to trial and he's found guilty of second-degree murder, he's looking at 25 years to life because Florida has a 10-20 mandatory rule where if you charge with second-degree murder and it's with a firearm, it's automatically minimum of 25 years. The problem is going to be, though, proving that he was depraved at the time. If he's found guilty of anything, I think it will be manslaughter, and he'll be looking at 15 years maximum on that case.
Now, Warren, I have a question. Now, when he went against the advice of the 911 operator, does that hold the same regard as going against the advice of a decorated police officer?
Not exactly, but see, this is where the law, it doesn't have common sense. Common sense would tell us, once they told him to stop pursuing, that Trayvon actually could claim stand your ground because he was the one in danger, not George Zimmerman. So Trayvon should be able to say, I was standing my ground, not George Zimmerman. But the way the law is, because George Zimmerman, even though the 911 operator told him not to pursue, if you go back and listen to the call, at the end of the call, he says, I don't know where the kid is at. I lost him. Now, once that happened, that literally puts him back into the position where if Trayvon ran up on him, he can claim self-defense. And that's what's going to be the problem for the depraved part, because if his defense team comes in and says, okay, he didn't listen here, but if you listen to the end of the call, he said, I don't know where he's at. And nobody knows what happens in that two-minute interview. And what people have to realize, and they have to remember this, and I'll give O.J. Simpson as the example. All they need is to find 1% or a half a percentage of doubt. You have to find him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. If you have a half a percent or 1% of doubt, you have to find him not guilty. That's what the jury instructions are going to say to the jurors. So if they hear this case and they say, well, we don't know what happened in that 2 minutes, and if Trayvon ran up to him and hit him, then Zimmerman can say, I had a right for self-defense. And that may be enough doubt to get him not guilty on second-degree murder. And that's why I'm saying manslaughter, because he was reckless in his actions. He was reckless when he came out of the house with a 9mm gun to begin with. He was reckless when he didn't listen to the 911 operator. He was reckless when he used a gun to kill Trayvon instead of fighting him like a man. George Zimmerman, by the way.
Warren, let me ask you this. So, okay, if she's going for second-degree murder, Can the jury come back and say we would give? Can the jury make a choice themselves and say we are charging with murder slaughter, like step it down a notch? Is that at the jury discretion?
Well, when they charge him, Ricky, what they're going to charge him with is second-degree murder. Then they're going to have lesser included charges. Those lesser included charges are going to include manslaughter and other charges.
Okay.
So the jury can come back and say, well, we don't find him guilty of second degree murder, but we find him guilty of manslaughter. The problem is this, though, and you got to think about Casey Anthony's case, right? Casey Anthony's case was very similar in the charging document in the sense that they charged her with first degree murder and had lesser included of manslaughter in there. If they would have charged her with manslaughter, that woman would have been in jail. They charged her with first degree murder, and the jury said, we don't see she's guilty on anything. That's the problem with the overcharge. Now, this happens across the country all the time. Prosecutors overcharge all the time because most people will take a plea deal because they don't have the money to fight the case. So they'll take the lesser included to just not go to jail for the rest of their life or be locked up and take probation or whatever.
Now, well, real quick question. Like, with this being such a high-profile case, is there anywhere George Zimmerman can get a fair trial?
Me personally, I don't believe so. I said this on my national show. I don't believe George Zimmerman is his life is over no matter what. He cannot live in this country no matter what. He's not going to be able to because people have already drawn the line. It's either you believe he murdered Trayvon or you believe in the Stand Your Ground law, the NRA people. So either way it goes, he's going to have either that one or the other person. I don't think he's going to be. I don't think they're going to be able to get a jury to sit in that box and have some kind of opinion walking in there.
Wow.
And that's going to be very hard to find.
Okay, so Warren, thank you so much. I got to have you back on the show because I spent a lot of hours walking through Walmart on the phone with you debating politics and law. and what we were talking about yesterday on the phone, I got to have you back on next week where we can talk about this election because the president stands a chance of losing this election because black folks then got complacent and ain't going to go out and vote. And we talked about that yesterday. Give us your information where if anybody needs to know anything about this case or politics, how they can reach you.
They can follow me on Twitter under TruthFighter1, TruthFighter, the number one. And Ricky, you know, I'm doing my show live from the White House on Monday. I'm fighting to get all of us up there because we all have to come together to support this president, no doubt about it.
I know that's right. Hey, love you, bro.
Hey, my favorite brother, Omega Psi Phi. Love you to death, boy. Congratulations on everything.
Hey, thank you, man. And my favorite brother, Phi Beta Sigma, found in 1914.
You must gonna call him back and ask him for something because you want too much.
Warren Ballantyne. Hey, thank you, dog.
Ricky Smiley Morning Show.